Mike Dooley.
When you're visualizing, when you've got that picture playing out in your mind, always and only dwell upon the end result. Here's an example. Look at the back of your hands right now. Really, look at the back of your hands. The color of your skin, the freckles, the blood vessels, the rings, the fingernails, the fake fingernails. Take in all those details right before you close your eyes. And then see those hands, your fingers, wrapping around the steering wheel of your brand new car.
Dr. Joe Vitale.
This is such a holographic experience, so real in this moment, that you don't even feel like you need the car because it feels like you already have it.
Dr. Vitale's words brilliantly sum up the place you want to get yourself to when visualizing. When it feels like a jolt as you open your eyes in the physical world, your visualization becomes real. But that state, that plane is the real. It is the field where everything is created, and the physical is just the result of the real field of all creation. That's why you won't feel as if you need it anymore, because you tuned in and felt the real field of creation through your visualization. In that field, you have everything now. When you feel that, you will know it.
Jack Canfield.
It's the feeling that really creates the attraction, not just the picture or the thought. And I think for a lot of people, they think, well, if I think positive thoughts, or if I visualize having what I want, that'll be enough. But if you're doing that and still not feeling abundant or feeling loving and joyful, then it doesn't create the power of the attraction.
Bob Doyle.
You put yourself in the feeling place of really being in that car, not, oh, I wish I could get that car, or someday I'll have that car, because that's a very definite feeling associated with that. It's not in the now, it's in the future. If you stay in that feeling, it will always be in the future.
Michael Bernard Beckwith.
Now that feeling and that inner seeing will begin to be an open doorway through which the power of the universe will begin to express.
What this power is, I cannot say. All I know is that it exists. Alexander Graham Bell.
Jack Canfield.
Our job is not to figure out the how. The how will show up out of the commitment and the belief in the what.
Mike Dooley.
The hows are the domain of the universe. It always knows the shortest, quickest, fastest, most harmonious way between you and your dream.
Dr. Joe Vitale.
If you turn it over to the universe, you will be surprised and dazzled by what is delivered to you. This is where magic and miracles happen.